It's the Evolutionary Control Committee here on WZBC with their tribute to Baloney, and very patriotic tribute. We also heard from, I forget already, I think it was Mates of State. Oh no, sorry, it was the band Soviet did some synth pop for you. And before that, before Soviet, we heard from Mates of State from their All Day EP, and we also heard from Annie. Annie did the song Chewing Gum. She's from Norway, and kind of an upbeat synth pop, fun pop set because it's such beautiful weather out there, and hopefully the weather will stay through the weekend because there is a big event happening on Boston Common, and I have with me on the phone Allison from Boston Mobilization. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Allison from Boston Mobilization is with me on the phone here to talk about the events happening at Boston Common this Sunday. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, we are holding a huge anti-war rally, and it's going to be more than just a rally. It's going to be a concert, and we have a bunch of musicians lined up, local musicians like Toussaint, Kabir, Superpower, Cedric Josie, Brian O'Connell, and a bunch of different people. In addition, we're going to have speakers. City Councilman Chuck Turner is going to be there, Iraqi veterans, spoken word artists, Felix Arroyo, a lot of different things. And it's kind of like an arts and music thing to commemorate the second anniversary of the war in Iraq.
Sounds like great activist fun.
Yeah. It's going to be at 12:30 p.m., and we're just hoping that everybody can kind of get out there and kind of look and see where the movement should go and what people should be doing. And it's not just for activists, so we really want to stress that, like, all students and people get out there who are opposed to the war and just kind of, like, get together and show our opposition to this and do something about it. We're kind of trying to take, like, a new spin on this stuff, and in addition to the rally, we're going to be hosting political parties like for the next month and a half, and concerts and conferences to get students and young people and old people involved and try and add some spark to this movement. So
people of all ages are welcome.
Exactly. Absolutely. People of all ages. Although I would definitely say it has been taken a hold of by young people. So it's been a really great thing to do, and I just hope a lot of people show up.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and
yeah.
I know that you have all the information on a website.
Right, yeah, exactly. The best thing to do is to go to www.bostonmobilization.org, and we have flyers you can download. We have email things you can send to your friends. We have pictures. We have everything. Like, pretty much, if you want to reach out to any of your friends or your community, all you got to do is go to that website. So should be really easy. Again, that's just bostonmobilization.org.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great event. And we're actually going to be speaking in just in another minute with Ivana Moore and Moore is going to talk to us as well about the events on Sunday.
Oh, great. Yeah. She's with the Billionaires for Bush.
Right. Yeah.
Quite an interesting organization.
Yeah. And they'll be there.
Yeah, definitely. They do some great street theater, and they definitely have a different twist on what activism is, so it should be interesting to hear from her.
And then I think that John Graby told me that someone from Boston Mobilization might actually be on his show right here on this station, WZBC 90.3 FM, on Saturday between 11 and 1. Is that?
Yeah, The Sounds of Dissent, yeah.
Yeah, his show. So there'll be more information for you there. And I guess thanks for calling in, Allison.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. Anytime.
Good luck with the event.
Yeah, and take care.
Okay. That's bostonmobilization.org for information about the event happening Sunday afternoon, starting at 12:30 and going 4 hours. It's a big, big weekend. And actually, starting tonight, Medea Benjamin of Code Pink is speaking here at Boston College in the Conti Forum, in the Shea Room. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, and she is also the keynote speaker for the Center for New Words conference that's happening. It's actually the Women in the Media conference, and that starts tomorrow night. She will be speaking at 8. Medea Benjamin of Code Pink is kicking off the Women in the Media conference, which you can go to centerfornewwords.org for information about that conference. There's also the Zine Fair that's happening. And again, of course, the rally on Sunday, and then Sunday night at the Milky Way, it's an event put on by a group of Emerson students called SCAM, Students Concerned About Mass Media, a benefit for independent and community media. So you can go to the rally all day and see bands and have fun and then continue having fun at the Milky Way on Sunday night with a benefit for a good cause. It starts at 8. And as I mentioned, we're going to talk with someone from, with a billionaire, actually. Yvonne, are you there?
I am, darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Oh, I am very much also. We must show those protesters who have the audacity to protest against a war which has been very, very profitable for us. We are going to go there to counter-demonstrate, darling. And the protesters, in an interest in fairness and balance, have actually invited us to do a little presentation piece on stage. So we're going to be presenting the new privatized military to all the folks who show up. The people who are protesting against this war don't seem to realize how much money we're making off of it. So we're going to go and educate the populace to keep the war going. After all, who else but our troops and contractors will watch over things as we extract our oil from under Iraqi soil?
Yeah, sounds interesting. We'll have both sides at the rally.
Definitely. We definitely present the other side of the issue, darling.
Very good. Well, is there going to be a big group of you, or you said...
There will be. We'll have quite a group of billionaires. And the thing about billionaires, darling, is that we wear so much jewelry, and we're dressed so very well, that a small group of us has quite a large impact.
Yeah, I actually met some of you at the inauguration down in January down in D.C.
Oh, darling, what a wonderful time. Our George being re-coronated.
Yeah, it was interesting. Did you go?
I did. I actually spoke, darling, to show the other side of things at the Code Pink rally at DuPont Circle.
Oh, okay.
We tried to lead some cheers for our Georgie, darling, but nobody seemed to want to cheer him.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
But we did try to let people know how very, very, very much money we're making off of this war in Iraq. And, how we're very, very concerned that freedom simply won't flourish without the roadblocks and the retinal scans and the regular friskings and bag searches our troops are providing to the local Iraqis.
So do you have any plans to interrupt Medea Benjamin's speech?
Not tonight, darling. We all must, go to the spa and the salon and get prepared for Sunday. But we are going to be appearing on John Grebe's show on Saturday morning.
Okay.
We're actually going to present the world's radio premiere of our little performance piece, introducing the privatized military.
That's right here on 90.3 FM, WZBC, on Saturday. John Grebe has a show called Sounds of Dissent. John Grebe and his team, he has a whole bunch of help, too. So
he's a perfectly charming young man. We shall try to educate him also.
Yes, he needs some educating, doesn't he? He doesn't know much. Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Ivana.
Definitely. I hope to see people there so we can teach them the billionaire way.
Do you know what time you might be doing your...
We will be doing the performance piece around 3 o'clock, but we will also have a richly appointed booth where people can pick up literature, they can speak to us, they can even buy merchandise if they wish.
Great. So that's Sunday at 12:30 at the Boston Common, the anti-war rally put on by bostonmobilization.org. Thank you so much for calling in.
Toodles, darling.
Okay, toodles. You're listening to Boston College Radio, 90.3 FM. The show is called Flyweight, and I'm Petrina, here with Devin, and we're going to play some more music for you. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll have Media Minutes, 5-minute piece about media and democracy. And up next, well, let's see, we've got Daruti Kalam helping us out in the background today. We just heard from the Evolutionary Control Committee before the interview. And again, the websites, if you'd like information for these events, you can go to billionairesforbush.com. You can go to bostonmobilization.org. You can also visit the Boston Independent Media Center at boston.indymedia.org. And there's a calendar with all the details for all the events that I'm mentioning, including the Women in the Media Conference at MIT's Status Center this weekend, and the zine fair that I mentioned, and the event at the Milky Way on Sunday. It's just a busy, busy week. So let's hear some more Daruti Kalam for just a minute while we get something else ready for you. 90.3 FM.